USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is updating us on the status of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
As I stand before you today, we have more than 100 coronavirus cases in the United States. That is counting domestic cases and cases of coronavirus of Americans that were returned from China or the Diamond Princess. I'm pleased to report that most of those who contracted coronavirus within our care are continuing to recover. But sadly, we received word today that another American has passed away and their family has our deepest condolences.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is taking shots at former Vice President Joe Biden after the former VP dominated Super Tuesday. Sanders criticized Biden for his voting record and the amount of billionaires contributing to his campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is responding to comments from the top Democrat in the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Justice Gorsuch and Kavanaugh will pay the price during a pro-abortion rally on Capitol Hill. Roberts said in a statement that Schumer's comments are not only inappropriate, but dangerous. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is thanking his staff and supporters after suspending his Democratic presidential campaign.
I decided we have the slogan wrong. This should be Mike Likes You. Thank you.
During a rally in New York, he also says he believes former Vice President Joe Biden can beat President Trump.
Defeating Donald Trump starts with uniting behind the candidate with the best shot to do it. It is clear that candidate is my friend and a great American, Joe Biden.
Bloomberg did spend over $500 million of his own money in his campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Votes are still being counted this day after Super Tuesday, with the majority of delegates going to former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is still in the race, although she's trailing both Sanders and Biden by a large margin. When it comes to the choice between Democrats and President Trump, Trump 2020 spokesman Laura Trump says,
it seems like if you're a Democrat in this country, your choice right now looks to be a socialist who is a communist sympathizer, or Joe Biden, who I think a lot of folks legitimately, Ed, question his cognitive function in many cases.
What do you mean by that? Because that keeps coming up.
Well,
and the Biden campaign undoubtedly is going to push back and say you're suggesting something. What?
Listen,
health-wise?
I'm supposed to be rooting against Joe Biden, and every time he takes the stage, I feel nervous that he's not going to be able to coherently string a sentence together. And if I feel that way, I think Democrat voters out there probably feel very nervous about him. Who would be running the country if this individual really is not showing that he's functioning with all gears moving here? I think it's fair to call that out and ask what's going on. He forgets what state he's in. He called it Super Thursday.
Laura Trump speaking there on Fox News. Mortgage applications jumped more than 15% last week as refinancing applications skyrocketed and interest rates went down. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.